Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, the Merck, and in Kansas City. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.92, down 1.5 on the open. September, 5.03.5, unchanged. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.77.5, down 3/4 on the open. September, 3.95.5, up 1. December, 4.16, up 1.75. March, 4.29.5, down 1.5 on the open. July corn opened at 2.27, up 1.75 on the open. September, 2.38.25, up 1.75. December, 2.54.75, up 3.5. March, 2.65.5, up 2.5. May, 273.5, up 2.25. July, 281.5, up 2.25 on the open. July oats opened at 209, down 1 on the open. July beans opened at 580, up 2 on the open. August, 586, up 3. September, 592.5, up 0.5. November, 605.5, up 2. January, 615, up 1.25. March, 623, up 1/4. May, 629.5, up 0.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 173.70, up 60 on the open. August, 175.10, up 70. July soybean oil opened at 25.18, up 4 on the open. August, 25.37, up 6. At the Merck, August feeders open at 117.40, down 15 on the open. September, 116.70, down 57.5. October, 115.20, down 52.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 86.05, down 2.5 on the open. The August contract also down 2.5 on the open. It opened at 86.95. July lean hogs opened at 72.90, down 95 on the open. August, 70.10, down 67.5. October, 61.40, down 70. December, 57.45, down 67.5 on the open. And July bellies opened at 95 even, down 20 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
The trade estimates are out for Friday's acreage and quarterly grain stock reports. By the way, if you want to see those, they're up on our website now at WILOAG.org. Anything jump off the page at you, Paul?
Well, I think that the Sparks people have readjusted the wheat acreage up a little bit in the spring wheat areas. Obviously, whoever took the surveys were a little too stingy on the corn acreage from earlier in the year, and of course we do think the corn acreage will be, you know, closer to 80 million acres. We did take surveys, and the boys planted a lot of corn in the west and probably a little less in the east, and the corn acreage was really ballooned higher in the Dakotas, and that's where all the dry weather is, and so that is interesting too, as well as it's having a market influence on the spring wheat and also on wheat in general, the dryness in the spring wheat areas.
What caught my attention, Paul, was the range of guesses. Corn 79 to 80.6, and then the wheat 13.6 to 15.29. That kind of range could mean that we might see a surprise or two, at least off the opening bell Friday.
It's possible. The big factor here, of course, the high-priced fertilizer just didn't have the impact on the switching. We do note that the southern half of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio did, definitely cut back on corn. The West pushed the corn acreage, and that's based on the idea that the corn crop has been the most profitable game to play out West.
Looks like there has been some spreading between wheat and corn. Are you seeing that?
Yes, we did. And a couple things. We do know that the corn market is looking at a little drier forecast, and it also in the wheat country. We know that the feed usage has been good. We did get the report yesterday that China possibly bought a corn cargo. We know ethanol demand has been good. We know exports are starting to pick up. We know that there's a big carry between July of over 50 cents a bushel. Here at ADM Investors, we have the ability to find out the percent of normal rainfall in corn country, wheat country, and Canadian prairies, and we do note that it is dry in about 40 to 50% of the corn belt for the last 2 months. So even though the crop ratings say, hey, everything is good in the country, the marketplace knows that with this forecast that we're looking at in the corn belt and also what we have, our tank is getting closer to drier all the time.
Of course, the big question is, what will the yield be? And, of course, USDA is still using 149. What, in your estimation, is the average trader's estimation of the yield at this point?
Oh, I think it's, I think the government was actually using even something closer to 150, but I think they're using a very large number at this time. It's, factored in. One thing that we also are looking at is that's a big factor is it's going to be hard to get a big acreage increase in corn next year because of $4 wheat and $6 new crop beans. And then the other factor that I think that's interesting in corn, too, is that we are at very cheap prices. We're basically below the cost of production in corn, both here in the U.S. and the world prices. So demand is good in all four major categories, buying grain for storage, exporting feed, and ethanol. So it's a real positive factor, the way corn is here at this very cheap price.
Let's try to pin you down a little bit more. Is the trade estimate above or below 155 to the acre?
Oh, I think it's above the 150 per acre and for a national average. And I think that that's one reason we've seen this market sell off is this worldwide drop in commodities, not only in the stock market, gold, silver, corn, and in the whole bailiwick because of the fear of higher interest rates. Interest rates basically going up around the world has slowed the commodities down. We have seen good rebounds in the crude oil. We have seen a good rebound in the wheat market, but the corn market has taken an extra good pounding as well as gold and silver. So, we do know that, and the stock market's also taken a big pounding.
Soybeans continuing its trend sideways to down. Paul, where will the next move be? Will it be breaking further down or will we turn up?
Well, the soybean market has been the best advertised bear market around the world, and of course we do know that the farmer in the U.S. and South America has been a strong holder of that commodity. The acreage report probably is going to be extremely important in the soybeans. We do know the Delta is extremely dry. We do know they raise a lot of soybeans up in the Dakotas. And then that's a dry area, and so we feel the farmer is going to wait for the two things to happen. That's A, will there be any rust, and B, the dry weather. And one has to say the dry weather is a factor, and this humid weather in the south and the forecast for hurricanes also makes the rust issue extremely nerve-wracking as we go on in time.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Looking at the current tick, July wheat in Kansas City, 490, down 3.5. July wheat at the Board of Trade, 374, down 4.25. September, 392.5, down 2. July corn, 227, up 1.75. September, 238.75, up 2.25. December, 253.25, up 2. March, 265, up 2. July beans, 578.5, up 0.5. August, 586, up 1. September, 593, up 1. November, 604.75, up 1.25. Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous during the afternoon and evening hours, highs ranging from 75 near Lake Michigan to 88 in the far south. Tonight in the north and central sections, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise partly cloudy. In the south, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows from 55 to 63 degrees. Today, wind speeds from 7 to 14 miles per hour across the two-state region. The minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging between 40 and 50%. And then tomorrow, wind speeds 6 to 12 with a minimum afternoon relative humidity between 40 and 50%. The extended outlook, showers and thunderstorms possible in west, central, and southern Illinois on Friday. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.